Thanks very much for joining me. I'm Bob Franklin. You're listening to the Radio Public Affairs program, Like It Is. Today, I've got the blues, and that ain't bad. You know, having the blues is a good feeling. I have the perfect guest to share those good blues feelings. My guest is Leon Atkins, better known as Little Jimmy Reed. He was born in 1938 in Hartwood, Louisiana, a sawmill and cotton town along the banks of the mighty Mississippi River. Growing up in the late 1930s in a shotgun shack near a Chitlin circuit club, where every night he absorbed the wails of the blues from across the street. My guest today is Little Jimmy Reed. Thank you, Jimmy, for joining me today.
You're welcome.
So I want to, so that the audience can get a good picture of you, we want to have you tell me a little bit about growing up in Hartwood, Louisiana.
Well, back then when I grew up, it was hell back there then. Finally made it through.
Well, tell me about it. Your house was right across from a, back in the day, they call it a juke joint. Tell me about some of the music that you heard coming from that particular establishment, and how did that music influence you?
Well, I heard all kind of, they had all kind of bands coming through there when I was young. And I used to sit on the porch, shotgun house, and listen to the band. Well, back then, they had John Lee Hooker, Muddy Waters, Slim Harpo, all those guys from around there. And I used to sit on the porch and listen to them. Jimmy Reed used to come through then. Well, I fell in love with Jimmy Reed music. Back then, I didn't care too much for Harlem Wolf. I mean, Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker music. Jimmy Reed music made you move, you know? So I fell in love with Jimmy Reed music. And a man in the neighborhood made me a little guitar out of cigar box, three strings on it. And I used to follow Jimmy Reed music sitting on the porch. And finally, I put that down, and through the years, my daddy got hold of some money, so I figure now, since I'm grown, it must have been income tax money. I didn't know where he get the money from, but he asked everybody in the house what they wanted, and my brother's name was getting baseball gloves and bat, sister getting a baby dog. When he got to me, I don't know what made me say guitar, and believe it or not, he bought me a brand new Gibson guitar with no amplifier. And had a boy up the street had an amplifier with no guitar. And I used to go to his house and we get together. And I just practiced Jimmy Reed. And before I started playing guitar, I was blowing harmonica. I used to blow harmonica in church a lot. And when I learned how to play guitar, I put the harmonica down. Then I found out they had a rack to hold the harmonica. I bought me a rack. And I sat down and I put the two together. And I've been playing the blues ever since.
Can you just share with us some of your earlier selections once you got that harmonica and you got that guitar? What was one of the first songs that you put together with those musical combinations of the guitar and the harmonica?
Jimmy Reed tune, Down in Virginia, Honest I Do, Big Boss Man. I used to know every song Jimmy Reed played. But as I got older, I started getting away from it, trying to do something on my own, you know. And but I still favor Jimmy Reed. And finally, my daddy and them moved to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We were living from Hartwood to Baton Rouge. And I played so much of Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed came to Baton Rouge to play. And they told me he got drunk. I don't know. But I know one thing. Brought me through the front door and brought Jimmy Reed out the back door. And I played with his band. And that's how I got that name, Little Jimmy Reed. Yeah, and the band wanted me to go with them, but my dad wouldn't let me go. I don't know who I was playing with or nothing. They brought me in there because the disc jockey knew that I imitated Jimmy Reed. And I made my first $100 playing that night. I'll never forget that. And I never saw Jimmy Reed.
One of my favorites, since we're talking about Jimmy Reed, I love his tune, Bright Lights, Big City.
Big City, yeah.
What do you think of that?
I love it. I still play it. I played a blues fest last Sunday in Baton Rouge. And I played a lot of Jimmy Reed tune. And the people went crazy.
Well, Bright Lights, Big City.
That's right.
That's one of a classic Jimmy Reed tune. And you just gave the story of how you got the nickname, I guess, a musical nickname, Little Jimmy Reed. And that has obviously stuck with you because, again, you are your own man, but Jimmy Reed had a big influence on you, yes?
Oh, yes, indeed. And that's all I would play. I wouldn't play nothing else. And believe it or not, I go overseas now, and they have 20 and 30 bands playing at them blues festivals overseas. And believe it or not, I'm the only one playing the blues. That would make me so popular overseas. See, they call it blues festival, but a lot of them ain't playing the blues.
So when you go to the festivals overseas, you are the main attraction because you are playing authentic blues.
That's right. That's right. And I love it. I love it. I'm telling y'all, if you hear one band over there, you hear them all. All that loud screaming guitar, that's not the blues. That's not the blues. And when they bring me on, the people go crazy. I remember I bought 2 cases of CDs over there with me. And I bet you in 30 minutes I sold every one of them. And people still in line. I was out of CDs.
Jimmy, let's give the audience your definition of the blues. You can play it, but just describe it. Describe in your view the blues.
The blues to me is everyday life. You live it every day. You and your wife have a little dispute, that ain't nothing but the blues to me. And blues music make me feel good. Now I got 12 nursing homes, and when I get through talking to you, I'm going to one now. 12 nursing homes, and those people, a lot of them don't get out of the room till I come. And those that, the ones that's in the bed, they roll the whole bed out there for them to listen. And those people, blues music is healing music to me. I played at a nursing home, and they had a man in the wheelchair, wanted to dance so bad, but he couldn't stand up. The nurse got on his side and picked him up, and he just sat there and shake. Over the months, he danced by himself. A few more months, I went there, asked for him. The man was gone home. And that made me feel good. He was gone home. And the blues is everyday life. It's healing music to me.
Well stated. I'm Bob Franklin. You're listening to Like It Is. My guest is blues man Little Jimmy Reed. Before returning to our interview, we'll listen to a selection. They Call Me Little Jimmy.
Jimmy, but you can call me Mr. Reed. They call me Little Jimmy, but you can call me Mr. Reed. If you're looking for some good loving, I got everything a woman needs. It was back in 58 when his band asked me to play. Back in 58 when this band asked me to play. They gave me my name and I kept it till this day.
in Tel Aviv. I played them in Moscow Square. My next stop is Chicago. Baby, I see you there. They call me Little Jimmy, but you can call me Mr. Reed. If you're looking for some good loving, I got everything a woman needs. You can leave me pretty, baby, but you can't forget me if you try. I have 37 grandkids, and my name will never die. Call me Little Jimmy, but you can call me Mr. Reed. But if you're looking for some good loving, I got everything a woman needs.
Little Jimmy Reed is my guest, and I guess I started with the theme, I Got the Blues, and That Ain't Bad, and Jimmy just gave us a great illustration why the blues is not bad, it's good, it's therapy, it's healing music, and he is playing it like none other. I want to talk about your collaboration, Ben Levin, 20, excuse me.
Yeah, 23 years old. He got in touch with me, and him and his daddy threw me to Cincinnati, Ohio. That's where they live at. And our last CD, they wrote the music, and they had it on a piece of paper. And I didn't bit more know what it was or nothing. After they told me what it was, they had 10 sheets. And we go by, I'm reading this stuff and playing and singing it at the same time. And we didn't make about one mistake, you know, out the whole team. Once I read the stuff, I got to sing it. Now I got to play it. We in the studio, and it come out real nice. Ben is a keyboard player. He played the hell out of keyboard. And his daddy play guitar. And I don't know where he got my number from, but they sent for me in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I went, and we had a great time. And me and Ben supposed to play in the Chicago Blues Festival in June. I'm looking forward to that.
So the energy between this very young dude and this more established blues man, you guys have come together and put some great synergy into music, yes?
That's right. Now, he loved the blues, but he's a keyboard player. He loved the blues, too. And when I got to his apartment, he had a piano in there and a guitar, and that's all it took. And he asked me, what you want to play, Jimmy? I said, look, we play some Jimmy Reed in the key of A. That's what I sang in mostly, A. And I'm telling you, he just went, wow. I couldn't believe that young boy playing like that. That's how we got together.
Well, and obviously the blues is a young man's music, an old man's music, a middle-aged
right.
man's music, a young woman's music. It's everybody's music.
It's everybody's music. That's right.
Talk about Louisiana, you know, the Louisiana style, Louisiana's blues sound, how that might be a little different than, say, the Mississippi blues sound, or is there a difference?
Well, Mississippi blues sound and Louisiana blues sound, I think, is about the same. But when you go to New Orleans, you hear a lot of jazz. See, you got guys, them young boys and old guys on the street playing jazz. You know, a lot of people go to New Orleans just to visit. But if you want to hear the blues, you got to go Baton Rouge, Monroe, Louisiana, up Highway 61, Clarkdale, Mississippi. That's blues.
That in fact is blues country. I agree. You segue into the next my next question. Back to Baton Rouge, one of your songs. Tell our audience about that particular song.
Well, like I say, now me and Ben wrote that one. Him and his daddy and me wrote that song, and I changed a lot of words to make it look like I'm homesick, you know, back to Baton Rouge. And it's doing well, but it ain't made a hit, you know.
Then let's move to the next selection. They call me Jimmy. They call me Little Jimmy. Talk about that one.
They wrote that one. They call me Little Jimmy. But you can call me Mr. Reed. They had all the songs wrote when I got to Cincinnati, but a lot of the words I changed around. See, and when you're singing the blues, whatever you say the first time, the first verse, you say it again. The second verse, all right, you say it. And then the third verse, you make it rhyme. And that's the blues. You see what I'm saying? They call me Little Jimmy, but you can call me Mr. Reed. You say it again, and you make it rhyme, and you got your song.
Some of your original tunes that you have wrote and produced and performed, talk a bit about some of those.
Oh, Lord, I got so many. I got about six, seven CDs out. And like I say, I just sit down. Some of them, my wife hit me to write. Some of them I wrote. And I just have the blues every day. Now, when I get through talking to you, I'm headed to a nursing home. I got to play that today and tomorrow at the same nursing home. Some of them hire me twice a month. Some of them hire me once a month. Some of them I do two a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. I stay busy. And I love it. And that will keep me going. I don't take no medicine. They told me, you need a doctor. Well, I got a doctor. The doctor said, what can I do for you? I said, you tell me what you do for me. You know, I'm just, Lord bless me, I'm just healthy. I'll be 86 years old, July the 14th.
Congratulations and happy birthday in advance of that.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, and maybe it's a kind of a standard question, but I'll ask it anyway. Your proudest moment as a blues musician, as a blues man, what's your proudest moment, if you had to list one?
My proudest moment is when I'm playing and seeing people and showing my music. That's my proudest moment, like Sunday. I played the blues festival. People enjoying it. And that make me feel good, you know. But most time, when I'm on stage, to me, I'm playing for me, you know. I play just about every day. And that make me feel good. But I love to see people dancing by my music.
And NOLA Blues Records label. Talk a bit about that's the label that you're performing on. Talk a bit about the importance of NOLA Blues Records.
Well, I signed with NOLA Blues Records, I think about 2 years ago. But anyway, the lady is real nice. She looks out for me, and you can't ask for no more. But that's a new label out. I think she is celebrating her 10-year anniversary, and I'm looking forward to that. I get a Just Blues Award coming up, and after then, me and Bennett Turner and Trudy Lynn, we're going to Ground Zero and celebrate.
And is that Ground Zero in Clarksdale, Mississippi, or some other place?
No, it's the one in Biloxi, Mississippi.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Mississippi has the blues, as well as Louisiana, as well as Little Jimmy Reed. A few more question before I let you go,
Jimmy.
In terms of Jimmy Reed is certainly one of your musical inspirations, the person who inspires you. Talk a bit. You mentioned Trudy Lynn. Talk a bit about some of the female blues musicians that that inspire you, that have inspired you.
Well, Trudy Lynn is one, and Donna Greenleaf. Oh, I love her. She can sing him. Donna Greenleaf, Trudy Lynn. But let me tell you something. Most of all my life, I haven't been playing much in the States. All my playing been overseas because I never had a manager. I never had an agent. I never had a booking manager. And I just do this by word of mouth. People call me and book me. But I'm just beginning to get a toehold in the States. See, like I never had been to Chicago. And me and Ben, daddy, I think, booked this job. We playing the Chicago Blues Festival. After that, at night, we playing at Roses in Chicago. Then I come home. Well, see, I haven't been doing much playing in the States. So I'm finally getting a top, a chance to play in the States.
That is very good. And I'm sure audiences, if they've not heard about you in the States, they will, as a result of your conversation with me today on the program. Any final musical thoughts you'd like to share with the audience about what's coming next for Little Jimmy Reed and what we have to look for musically?
Well, I'm still trying to improve and put out good songs. Next month, I'm going to Brazil, and November, I'm going to Switzerland, and I come back home, and then in October, I go to the UK. I got 11 gigs over there. Like I told you, I stay booked overseas. I would love to play in the States. You know, I'm getting older now, and these players are coming down, I'm getting scared to ride them. But I always wanted to play in B.B. King Club. We got one in Montgomery, Alabama. They won't hire me, and I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. You go to that club in Montgomery, B.B. King Club, you don't hear no blues. I had to go to Red Russia to play in a B.B. King Club. Now, that don't make sense. To me, it don't. I went to Russia a couple years ago, and I played at B.B. King's club. I couldn't believe B.B. King had a club in Russia. But that's where the cookie crumble. That's true.
I have to say that those individuals in the B.B. King club, they don't know the cookie that they're missing. They should certainly not let this cookie crumble anymore. I am so honored to have had as my guest, Little Jimmy Reed. I started my program with the theme, I got the blues, and that ain't bad. And I absolutely believe in the blues is good news. And Little Jimmy Reed is the best news that the blues can have internationally as an ambassador and certainly within the United States. Thank you, Little Jimmy. And I appreciate your time and your great blues music.
I thank you, and tell the audience, get me a job anytime.
Message sent and message will be delivered. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye bye. My guest today has been Leon Atkins, better known as Little Jimmy Reed. We end the program with the selection Back to Baton Rouge. I'm Bob Franklin. I'll be back next week with 30 more minutes of good conversation on another edition of Like It Is.
be right. I can see the bright in July. We'll ride. I can see the bright in July. We may break down. We may not make it through the night. So many problems, so many ways could break down. We may be stranded after the sun goes down. We ride, said we ride. Gonna make it down the line. Then it all is leaking. Ties have no thread. Then it all is leaking. Ties have no thread. Your love is shedding down, and my needle is on red. We ride, I can see the bright engine light. We may break down. Not make it through the night. Start the engine again. I believe we're out of gas, baby. Pump the accelerator here. Hit it again. Oh, we got it now.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.